Shanti, 11th October 2019, Friday. Essence. Sweet children, in order to experience unlimited happiness, remain with Baba at every moment. Sweet children, in order to experience unlimited happiness, remain with Baba at every moment. How? Baba is saying, stay in Baba's company every moment. Relationships, by forging all relationships with him, by remembering him at different times with different relationships. His friend, his father, his mother, his child, his teacher, his watchman, his boatman, his magician, his jeweler, his beloved Valentine husband, he is boatman, he is laundryman, so many. So throughout the day, whilst doing different things, try to feel him as someone who is very, very near with that relationship. So when he is friend and you want to share something, you can immediately have a talk with him and tell him, just as we talk with our friends and share with them in the similar manner. When there is a happy news, immediately go and first of all, rather than breaking this news in front of other souls, is it not good that first thing we do, that whenever new thing happens with us, God should be the first person whom it should be told, anything that happens. So you feel him closer, because we are bound with people. Unless and until there is some relationship with somebody, we don't remember that person. We see so many people throughout the day. Do we remember them? No. But yes, even if it is a distant relation, still we do remember. So establishing not just one, but many relationships with him, not at one time, but at multiple times throughout the day. Not at one place, but at various places. So time, place, situations, and multiple relations with him. That's one of the strongest method to remain linked with God. Other is canopy. Feel that he is the shield, he is the armor, he is that shade. Wherever I move, that shade, that canopy, that wall of protection is moving along with me, and I am insulated, I am protected all the time, because his powers, his grace, his blessings, his powers, his vibrations follow me wherever I go. So experiencing canopy, then his gyan. To remember his gyan is to remember him, and is to be close to him. So if you want to keep Baba throughout with you, keep on revising his gyan, his Srimat, and keep on churning Murlis. That is one of the best method of staying very close to Baba. In one Murli, Baba said, or rather he asked the question, what is more profitable, to remember Baba or Baba's Gyan? One is to remember Baba, another is to remember his Gyan. So one of the Sakar Murlis, Baba asked, what is more lucrative or benefit that gives you more benefit. So profitable is remembering Gyan. Baba himself answered in the very next line. This was some recent Murli, few months back. So remembering Gyan also means that we are very close to God. So remembering Gyan, churning Gyan, discussing Gyan, reading Gyan, trying to know more about Gyan is a way that paves the way, to becoming closer and closer to Baba. Then, service. Service is one of the best tools to keep in close touch with God. But that service, in doing that service, that should not just become a social service, but then rather a service, keep on reminding yourself in between the service, whose service this is, why I am doing this service, what is the need of this service, and for whom I am doing this service, and what I am going to get in return of this service. Service should not make you extrovert, because service is also the area of Maya. In yoga you are sitting alone, in learning Gyan you are reading alone or churning alone, but here you are not alone, you are with people of different tastes, of different sanskars. And everybody is carrying their ego with capital E. So different opinion, different sanskars, different habits, different viewpoints, perspectives. So that is why service is a great area. It can become an area of dilution of tapasya. Unless and until during service you don't become introspective in between, or you don't practice spiritual drills, or you don't keep on reminding yourself that this is just a tool and I am not the doer, but I am an instrument. So this feeling of being an instrument should be hammered. But I am instrument, I am instrument, I am instrument. Even if I am not there, somebody else can do that. Or rather, somebody might do it better. So I am not the only one. I am not the... So remember to keep on reminding that I am the instrument. And practicing spiritual drills throughout the day. At least one drill an hour. Every hour, one spiritual drill. Once I, the soul, am moving out of this body, go and touch the Supreme Soul in the soul world and come back. So 1 second drills should go on. And first thing, as I said, service, but service with silence within. Service with introspection. Service with self-talk in between. Service makes you extrovert and your total energy is directed outside, that you are busy in talking with people. And only after stopping service, or once you finish service, then you start talking with yourself or God. So the best thing about service, or that should be done, is one should remain introspective, talking with self. Then only you will experience Baba. Otherwise, he disappears. Then, what else? Srimad, Gyan, Srimad, Churning. Okay. You want to put Srimad separate. So Srimad, or rules, regulations, maryadas, codes of conduct. Separate category. So wherever you, whenever you follow Srimad, you are very close to Baba. The moment you break Srimad, knowingly, unknowingly, wittingly, unwittingly, you go away from Baba. even if unknowingly somebody breaks Srimad, you will find, or you have done something which has repeatedly come in Murli, and you know that this should not be done, and yet you do it. So there is a guilt consciousness within, and a guilt conscious mind is far away from God. A mind which is laden with multiple complexes, inferiority complex, or self-victimization, or guilt consciousness, or feeling of having done something wrong, or repentance. These, they go far away from God. So, Srimad, Maryadas, rules, regulations, codes of conducts, divine dictates, divine commandments, whatever. So if you are close to Srimad, you are close to God. Then? Attention and checking. Okay. So keep having attention. To watchmen, you should keep attention and checking. And then? Easy?
Nature.
Easy nature. Okay. One should not become heavy throughout the day. Multiple things will happen. Keep on forgetting things. Your mind should remain light. Then only you are close to God. If you moment you become heavy, you go away from Him. You can't remember anything. So keep the nature easy. Means don't take things seriously. Those things which others say to you, and that otherwise would hurt you, take them in a non-serious manner. Because some things keep on happening, such things. So make a joke of yourself, or make light. So if there is a very serious thing and you are feeling very sorrowful, you have to cheer yourself up by lighten up the mood. If somebody laughs at you, it's okay. At least we are useful in becoming an instrument of their entertainment. You know, Charlie Chaplin used to laugh at himself. People used to laugh and used to enjoy. So, many times it may happen. So you have to assume a new outlook. If people laugh, people insult, people are not good, should I become unhappy? They didn't give respect which I wanted or which I deserved. And yet they did not. Should I become unhappy? It's okay. Things are okay. I remember once there was some session somewhere, not here in Madhuban. So my session was from 10 till 11:15. Okay. So it was 12:45, 10:45, almost half an hour was still remaining. So I was going on with my pace, but somebody came and uttered in my ear that wind up. The other speaker is waiting. I said, I just looked at the watch. Half an hour still is there. But what I should do? So I wind it up. And I stopped there only. And the other person came and he or she started. So I did not ask, but the anchor and other person, they told me that we are sorry that we had to interrupt you and stop you. I said, okay, doesn't matter. Otherwise also I could stop any time. Wherever you tell me. But he said that other person wanted to speak more. So she was given less time. So that's why she said that, no, I want more time. I said, okay, take more time. Take whole. Don't want anything. So, you know, otherwise somebody feels bad. Many things happen in Brahmin life, you feel bad. It's okay, things are like that. What is there to feel bad? Then let them speak more. It's good, no? Your energy is saved. So, have easy nature. And Brahmins become very heavy. They spend whole night in thinking and thinking and thinking. It's okay, things happen like that. And you have to remain light rather than abusing and complaining and telling people, dude, why you did that?
Discussing with others.
You know, I'm awake from 11 o'clock today. At 11 o'clock, one patient came. Till 1:35, that went on. I went to room, took bath and came here. So, it's okay. So things happen like that. I slept at 10. So, I have two options. Option A, option B. Option A, complaint, abuse, sulk, get irritated, complained. Option 2, accept. Okay. Good, no? It's good. So, one method is having easy nature. Then, what else? How to stay close?
Huh? Different types of balance.
Okay. The other thing is thanksgiving. This is a good method. Gratitude. Keep on thanking him throughout the day. Whatever small things happen, keep on thanking. Okay. Thanks for this. Thanks for that. Have that attitude of gratitude. Other thing is invoking Baba multiple times throughout the day. Invoke him multiple times. Baba, come. So you invoke him throughout the day at different places, at different times. For every small thing, invoke him. These are the two excellent practices which can be done throughout the day. Thanksgiving and invoking him. Dhanyavad and Avahan. These are the two practices which should be done during Karma Yoga, during Seva. They are very helpful practices. So, these two methods that will keep you close to God. What else? Powerful Amrit Vela. Okay, that is yoga. If you want to remember, go close to Baba, do yoga. Yoga. So, go and meditate. What else? Creativity. Keyword. And keyword for what? Okay. So you should have powerful keywords with you, right? Okay. So keep, for example?
Internet on kiya.
Okay. So the moment you receive call, so remember Baba and then take the call. Like that? Yes. So, or you can make imaginary phone call. Okay, Baba, I'm okay right now. Till now things are okay, but I'm not sure about future. Till it is now 2 p.m. in the afternoon, it's till now it's fine. Things are working okay. You know, there is one Shantivan, there is a boy. He is little mentally retarded, mentally challenged. So that boy, he keeps on making phone calls to Baba all the time. His mother is there, I don't know where. But he will say, oh, Baba, okay, Baba, I am coming. Where, Baba? Even that mobile is fake. he is, because he heard in some of the class somewhere that you should keep on making a telephone to Baba. So he keeps on calling Baba all the time. He is on the first floor, he goes down, Baba, okay, I am coming down, please wait. Then he will go down. Then he'll say again, okay, I'm coming up. So he keeps on calling. So you should have some keywords, some slogan, something like that. So that helps. Or you should, like when you go in front of mirror, when you take bath, when you are riding bike, or you are going alone somewhere, always feel, okay, he's sitting there. Or you are sitting in the office, I am sitting here and he's sitting there, watching me, observing me. Critically analyzing me, giving positive feedback. Okay, you have finished some seva. 4 days, extremely busy, hectic. And listen. Another thing is listening, Baba. There are two things. One is talking with him. Another is listening what he wants to say. First of all, for that you will have to stop your own chatter. Let him talk. chatting, let him chat with you. For that you have to stop your own chatter. So this non-stop that is going on within, yeah, he's always online. But in his WhatsApp, our last scene is Amritvela, 4 a.m. He must be, when he might be checking his this thing, our last scene is 4 a.m. After that, he's gone. So, be well connected with him. This is a world of social networks. So, everybody is connected with everyone except God. Fastest. So, be with him, talk with him, share with him, talk with him, write to him, writing letter. No need of taking pen, paper, you can start typing here. Other is appreciation. Praise him. Praise him at multiple times. In Christianity, this is known as eulogy. Eulogizing God. So, eulogizing him. Other thing is staying within the Brahmin family rather than going out of this fort. Staying in the yajna, within this family. This is also that keeps you in connection with Baba. Also, staying in touch with Madhuvan. Even when you travel to other country, make it a mental practice to come to this land of Madhuvan and make a tour around 4 pilgrimage sites and go back. Everything in imagination, visualization, that okay, you have come to that Shantistam and then to History Hall, Baba's room and Baba's hut. So make a mental visit, a mental tour, and try to be in Madhuvan. To be in touch with Madhuvan is to be in touch with Baba. There is a bridge koti here. All of you have seen. You can go and see it. Bharat koti. It was earlier called Bharat koti. When the yajna shifted there, it was called bridge koti. Baba named it as bridge koti. So you can go and see the different rooms there. And how people used to stay and all that. It is Hotel Sunrise. Palace Sunrise. Hotel Sunrise. So, those places still have got those vibrations. Because I think it's costly, so nobody goes there. It's very costly. So it's almost all the time vacant. You can go there. Nobody goes there. So that still retains the vibrations. So you can go and have a look. Those wooden steps that go up. And everything. It's here only. You can go near petrol pump. You can go anytime. And near that funeral, that burial place. Yes. Yeah, behind Hotel Hillock. It's a Hotel Sunrise. So, places are associated with memories. So, whenever the mood is upset, best is to change the place. Go out and visit some place and feel those subtle vibrations. Om Shanti.